Amen. God bless you. Turn and smile at somebody. Give them a high five, a hug, a fist bump, whatever you do. Those of you who are online, God bless you. We love you. Thanks for tuning in. Let's jump into the Word. If you have your Bibles, let's go to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27. Where are you guys going? We're going to look at verses 27 and 28. We're continuing our series entitled Kingdom Living. This is lesson number 5, if I have that correct. Our subtitle for today's message is The Power and the Presence of God. You know, when God said to tell my children revival is coming to Word Life, you know, God desires for us, His children, to operate in the manifested place of the kingdom of God. The powerful thing about the kingdom of God is there is no lack in the kingdom. The kingdom of God is not running out of anything. In the kingdom of God, it is running over. So when you and I choose to operate in the manifested place of the kingdom of God, we're agreeing with God to have no lack in our lives. We're agreeing with God to have no sickness, no sort of depression, no sort of anything that can hinder the power of God. You know what? God is tired of anxiety taking the believers out. God is tired of depression causing believers to trust in something else over Him. What about you and I deciding to believe God over everything? What if we just said yes to Jesus over everything? Is that all right? Believe God to take you to that next place in Him. Believe God to stir up the gifts that's on the inside of you. You know God is not done with you. You realize that God did not fail when He chose you, when He picked you. God knows exactly where you are and what you're going to have to go through. All He needs you to do is keep saying yes. All you got to do is keep getting up and moving and doing what He says to do. The power and the presence of God will cause the body of Christ to rise up and be a force that demonstrates the actions of Jesus in the earth. Do we need that? We absolutely need that. You know, on August 30th, Jerry Savelle shared a prophetic word from God. And he said, I will, this is God speaking, open a new door and bring about supernatural increase beyond anything you've ever experienced before. Did you receive that? Me and Pastor Jerry? Did anybody else receive that? You hit it on the head. Everybody raise your hands up. Raise your hands up right now and say, Lord, I receive. We have to wrap our heads around what took place on August 30th. The world was on lockdown. The very first tour that Dr. Jerry Savelle got to go out and publicly speak that word included Arizona. That included you. Look at your neighbor and say, all you have to do is receive. That's our part. I don't know about you, but that word was for me. And I believe God. I believe that supernatural increase is coming to my life beyond anything I've ever seen, thought, or imagined. I believe my days of lack, struggle, pressure, pain is gone forever because God is more than enough. We have to receive that, family. We have to get to the point where it was not a coincidence. How many of you were here on that day? Understand this. That was not a coincidence. God spoke that to you for you to grab hold of it and go forward. God is no respecter of persons. However, He does require our faith, trust, and belief in Him. We have to believe He's going to do what He says in His word. In His word, we have to get to the place where we settle it, that God's word is greater than every situation and every circumstance. Here's the thing, family. God is asking you to trust him to bring his word to pass. Will you do that? Will you trust God to bring his word to pass in your life? That is so important for you and I. The power of God is the blessing. The presence of God is the anointing. We're going to cover both of those today. Let's talk about the blessing of God first. The word blessing means to empower. What's the word blessing mean? To empower. That means there's more to you than we see. The blessing means there is more to your life than what we see in you. You are empowered by God to prosper, to be whole, to be quick, to be sharp, to rule and reign. The blessing is the very creative force of God. Family, nothing can stop the creative force of God from coming to pass. Look at your neighbor and say, you are blessed. You are blessed. The blessing is God's empowerment on your life. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1, 27 and 28. Y'all thought I forgot about Genesis? Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 and 28. Let's read that together. It's on the screen. Ready? Read. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Verse 28 says, then God blessed them. Wait, back up. Let's read that part again. Then God blessed them. Now, before we continue on, the action that preceded the blessing was God made man. After God made man, God blessed man. Now, if you said yes to Jesus, not being blessed is as ridiculous as not being made. When you allow, how many of you ever doubted that you have been made? It's just as ridiculous to think you are not blessed as if you were to say, I was never made. Is that God's word? Put that back on the screen. It's true or not true? Is that God's word? It says, then God blessed them and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. These are the blessing instructions. Be fruitful, be productive. Multiply, spread the kingdom, fill the earth, and subdue it. You know what the word subdue means? It means take over. Take over your job. Take over your neighborhood. Take over your family. You know the reason why my family is blessed? Because I'm in it. You know the reason why the people in my life are blessed? Because I'm in their lives. You know why your job is blessed? Because you're on the job. You know, your clinic is blessed because you're there. Family, we have to have a shift in our mindsets. Who can undo what God did? Did you see it in the word? Say, I am blessed to be a blessing. And nothing the devil does can steal that from me. Family, if you get that, if you settle that, the lie of you being cursed, not enough, unaccepted, unreliable, just can't get it, that will die forever when you know and understand you're blessed because that's what God called you. Do you realize you are not what you have become? You are what you were created. Somebody else say amen to that. You know what that'll do? That'll stop the enemy from lying to you. That'll stop you from attaching your life to a lie. I did this, I did that, I did that. That equals this is who I am. That's a lie. You are who God created you to be. God made you and blessed you. You are blessed. to be a blessing. Get that in your heart. Get that right in the middle of who you are, and every lie will fail in your life when you compare yourself to the truth of God's word. The commandment of the blessing is to be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and to subdue it. God's last action was not creating you. It was blessing you. He blessed you. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 22. Proverbs 10 and 22 is a promise. This is a promise to you from God. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 22 says, "It is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich, and he adds no sorrow to it." The word sorrow is translated toil. The word toil means exhausting physical labor. Listen to me. If you find yourself wrapped up in exhausting physical labor, you are doing what the Bible calls toiling. And that is not operating and receiving the blessing. Because of the blessing, you are free from the need to toil, to be caught up in exhausting physical labor. Choosing the kingdom of God adds to you. Choosing. Here's a good example. I've been given a car before, and that's way different than going into a little cubicle and have five different managers come to me and haggle over a price of a car. Have you guys ever done that? Have you ever been in that place where you're going back and forth and they tell you it's the best deal, and somebody else comes and say, "Oh, well, no, this is the best deal"? You know what? That's not the blessing. That's toiling. A blessing is, I was in a church service, walking out of a church service, and someone came to me and handed me a set of keys. That's way better. That's the blessing. That's what your life is supposed to look like. That's what the blessing looks like. Family, open your heart and receive it. You know, every time I put my mindset, my experience to trying to grow my business, spending marketing dollars and coming up with designs and what's it look like, put this here. Every time I choose to lay down the pen and get on my knees, God supersedes everything I tried to do on my own. Every time. One day, say this with me, say, one day of favor is worth a lifetime of labor. Say, I walk in the favor of God. I am blessed to be a blessing. Let's go to Genesis chapter 12 and verse 2. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added." You know, we were a part of a church that paid for speakers to come in and minister. And it's better when a speaker comes in to minister and sows into your life. You know what that's called? The blessing. And family, begin to think this way. Expect the blessing. Expect the favor of God to function in your life every day you open your eyes. Every day you flow. Don't depend on your own understanding. Instead, trust and rely on Jesus as your source. You know, we had a project in Mesa before we got to this location. We started a build out at a church in Mesa, and we spent $15,000 building this place out. Got to the end. The only thing needed in this church was carpet. We got to the place where we needed carpet. got down to the wire, and the city would not give us a permit to occupy. And I was jacked up. I was like, come on, Lord, we're doing this. We're spending money. We're traveling over to Mesa. We're doing all these things. And as it turned out, we weren't supposed to be in Mesa. God called us to Chandler. And my rationale was, well, it's like an hour, or it's like a mile and a half on the other side of Chandler. I mean, it's just two blocks. I'm back in Chandler. But you know what that was? Me. Had nothing to do with the favor of God. And then we walked in this place, and within a month, we had all that money sown back into us because the favor of God, the blessing of God. When you and I align our lives to what God says, favor flows. Genesis chapter 12, verse 2. It says, I will make you a great nation. Look at somebody and say, you are great. I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you and all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Are you included in all the families? Raise your hand if you are included in all the families of the earth. Now, look at chapter 13. Genesis chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. This is Abraham we're talking about. I love how the word of God squashes the whole, well, that was Abraham. That's not me. How do I attach my life to that? Because we are a part of all the earth. And God does even more than that. He shows us further in Galatians. But before we go to Galatians, Genesis 13:1 says, then Abram went from Egypt. He went from where God told him to go from. He went from Egypt, and he went to where God told him to go. He and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, to the south. Abram, here goes the result of Abram obeying God. Somebody read that. Verse 2. Genesis 13, verse 2. Ready? Read. I submit to you that would have never happened if he would have stayed in Egypt. That was a result of him saying yes to the Lord. The promise to you is you will have supernatural increase in 2020 above anything you've ever experienced. Do you receive it? Raise your hand if you receive it. The blessing of the Lord is what made him rich. Now, open your hearts and come with me to Galatians chapter 3. How does this apply to you? Yeah, God was talking to Abraham. How does this apply to you? We've seen one example of how it applies to us because we are a part of the earth. Here goes the other part. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. It says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, curses everyone who hangs on a tree. Verse 14. That the blessing of who? Might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus. Guess where you reside? In Christ Jesus. The blessing is yours. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit. How? Through faith. You know what that means? You have to believe it. You, it's possible for you to sit under the anointing when that prophetic word went forth and not receive. It's possible. it's possible for you to be sitting here right now and not receive. It's possible. You know what makes it not possible? You trusting God and believing. Family, nothing can hinder God's word from coming to pass except our minds. Jesus was stopped one time or hindered one time in the word. How was that done? Unbelief. One time. Unbelief will hinder the blessing from flowing in your life. I'm encouraging you, grab hold of the blessing and never let go. No matter what situation or circumstance comes your way, the blessing is your heritage. Kingdom living means relationship, not religion. Kingdom living means you having a real relationship, not you getting caught up in some religious traditions, not you getting caught up in doing something because that's what you saw done or you believe you should do. Jesus' power over the earth was a result of his relationship with the Father. He did what the Father said do. His obedience provided the Father's power. You and I choosing to obey God. You and I choosing to believe God. You and I choosing to shut up unbelief, doubt, fear, and lack in our lives releases the power in our lives. The power of the blessing requires you and I to choose relationship over religion. You know, I'm reminded of when I was chosen to be the regional advocate of Andrew Womack Ministries, and I was reminded of how that whole process took place. It worked out to where I had came across and interacted with every single person that was going to be on the panel to choose me to be their regional advocate. Why? Because it's my heart to establish relationships. I wasn't trying to meet somebody. I wasn't going on my way trying to say, oh, who's he? Let me make sure I go over there and speak to him. I was simply establishing relationships, and I was blown away when we had a Zoom call, and each one had a testimony. Oh, yeah, he came up to me in Walmart. Oh, yeah, my jacket fell off the back of my chair, and he put it on the chair. Oh, yeah, we had a conversation on the way to the restroom. Oh, yeah, we were at the cafe, and every one of them had interacted with me, and I didn't know them, and they didn't know me. How important is relationships? When you get out of relationship with someone, what does that mean? What does it mean when you're out of relationship with someone? You're not hanging out with them. You're not talking to them. You're not fellowshipping. When you trust God, and here's please take this away. When things are not right in your life, protect the relationship with your God. Run to him when things are not right in your life. You know what that does? That prevents us from getting caught up in religion. If you protect your relationship, you will never get caught up in religion. Kingdom living is the opposite of religion. You know, religion tries to hurry up and leave earth. Relationship makes sure the earth is impacted by the kingdom of God, by the power and the presence of God. Real relationship is present. Real relationship is interactive. knowing, abiding, drawing close to. Religion is man trying to reach out to God. Kingdom is God using man to impact the earth. Philippians 3:20 says, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." As kingdom citizens, we have right standing with God because he says so. Why do you have right standing with God? That's a real question. I'm going to give you another chance. Why do you have right standing with God? Because he says so. Just like he said, you're blessed. How many of you have ever thought that way? It doesn't matter how I feel. God said I'm blessed. Raise your hand if you ever thought that way. That is so important, family. You know why? Because you can't escape your thinking. The way you think about the circumstance is more important than the circumstance. The circumstance can't take you out unless you think it can. Talk a little bit more about that. Matthew chapter 10, verse 5 through 8. Let's go there. Matthew chapter 10, verse 5 through 8. We have to choose to live our lives from a kingdom perspective. I mean, I like the example. The tallest building in our city is very small when we're in an airplane flying over it. Our perspective matters. You are seated in heavenly places. Every issue is beneath you. Every circumstance, every financial deficit, every sickness, every relationship struggle is beneath you because you're seated in heavenly places. Matthew chapter 10, verse 5. Ready? Read. Do not go into the way of the Gentiles. Do not go enter into the city of the Samaritans. Verse 7, 6. But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Let's pause there for a second. The kingdom of heaven is within reach. You know, the word repent means to turn. One example is to turn and go the other way. The kingdom of God is within reach. And if you and I don't turn and go the other way, we'll walk away from the kingdom of God that is at hand. And everything you need is in the kingdom of heaven. Everything you need is available, but you have to repent. You have to turn around. You have to renew your mind. It doesn't matter if you need to go west and you're going east. It doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter how sincere you are. It doesn't matter how you used to be. If you're heading east, you're not heading towards where God would have you. And that was the cry. Verse 8. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. I submit to you that would not have been possible outside of the kingdom of heaven. That would have not been possible without them doing that U-turn. The reason why those things begin to take place, because they did a U-turn. They did a 180. Kingdom living means freedom. When Jesus sent the disciples out, they proclaimed the kingdom of God has come, aka the government of God, the way of God has come. Jesus said in John 8:32, the truth will make you free. Any bondage in your life is because of the absence of truth concerning that area. Whenever you and I have the truth of a situation, you are worthy. You are acceptable. You are somebody. When the truth of who God says you are, the lies that you've collected along the way fall off of you. That's what freedom looks like. I submit to you, when you and I discover truth in the Word of God and apply it to our lives, it always produces freedom. The presence of God brings the anointing. The power of God is the blessing. The presence of God is the anointing. Family, we will not succeed without the anointing. Look at somebody and say that. It doesn't matter how good you are. It doesn't matter how educated you are. It doesn't matter what you've got going on in your own personal life. Success is not available outside of the anointing. You know why? Because it's the only thing that destroys yokes. The only thing that breaks chains off of us. Shackles are released because of the anointing of God. Let's go to Psalms chapter 92, verse 12. We'll look at verses 12 through 15. Family, we need the Word of God in our hearts and the anointing of God on our lives. In order for us to be effective witnesses, we need the power and the anointing flowing in our lives. And here's the deal. God's not hiding his plan from us. He's not hiding what he wants to do in our lives from us. It does require us going to him. When we're in his presence, we're being filled up and equipped to do what he's called us to do. We need the anointing because it fills us to overflowing. We need to depend on the power and the presence of God to guide our steps. Psalms chapter 92, verse 12 says, "The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of God." Let me ask us a question. Does faithfulness matter? "They shall bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him." If you stand your ground, the promise is that there will be a fresh anointing on your life and you'll be flourishing. Amen to that. Let's go to John 14, 16. You can have a helper that will help you all the days of your life. You can have someone with you everywhere you go from now on. That's what John 14, 16 through 17 is talking about. It says, "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you," how long? Forever. Verse 17 says, "The Spirit of truth," he's giving you a description of who's going to be with you forever, "the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you." And where is he going to be? In you. If you have never received the Holy Spirit, if you've never prayed a prayer subsequent to the prayer of salvation, you need to. You're not spirit-filled with the evidence of praying in other tongues. You need to be. I believe it is absolutely critical to live a successful Christian life. Do you have to be spirit-filled? No. Do you need the spirit-filled life to get to heaven? No. In fact, you'll get there quicker without the spirit-filled life. It's critical for you and I to be successful. It's critical for you and I. That's how freedom comes. Allowing him to do it. Let the Holy Spirit do the heavy lifting in your life. The purpose of the anointing is found in Luke 4:18. The purpose of the anointing is to preach, to heal, to deliver. A proof text to the delivering is Isaiah 10:27. To be a powerful witness, that's the purpose of the anointing. Raise your hand if you want to be a powerful witness. You know, there's some witnesses that will ruin a case. there's some witnesses that cause the case to go the wrong way. To be an effective, powerful witness, we need the Holy Spirit. How do we live in the kingdom? Application. If you don't have your notes out, open up the app. In our portion of how do we apply this word to our lives? How do we make this word applicable to my job, my family, my relationships? Number one says what? Be faithful. Family, it matters. You know, faithful people show up full of faith. That's what it means to be faithful. You show up expecting. You show up, you know, I'm going to hear something from God today. The Word of God is the source of the blessing because the Word of God is the source of faith. You can't separate one from the other. Faith is the connection for the blessing in our lives today, and it brings into manifestation what's in the spirit world into our lives. There's a manifestation required for what you see in the Word to get into your life. And the bridge to that is faith. The only part of the Bible that will ever work in your life is the part that you believe. You know what? It doesn't matter how much you debate with somebody. You know, the Word of God says you're going to be healed. The Word of God says healing is for today. If the individual has chosen not to believe healing is for today, guess what? You can sweat, you can swing your arms in the air, you can spit and shout, and it will never benefit someone who doesn't believe. The only part of the Bible that's capable of helping us is the part that we believe. Shouldn't we believe all of it? Number two says what? Desire. The anointing. The power of the anointing is what strips the curse. It removes burdens and yokes. You know, I'll never forget the first time I cast out a demon. It was quite the event. The second time and the third time I cast out a demon, it was totally different. The fourth time, it was totally different. You know why? Because I understood the anointing and I desired it to flow in my life. It probably took us 3 hours the first time, cast out a demon. Not the fourth time, not the fifth time. I remember speaking to this man who was demons possessed, who was trying to manifest, and I said, shut up. And he flew against the wall and landed on the ground. You know why? Because of the anointing. You don't have to fear demons. There is no greater authority on the planet than the authority that lives on the inside of you. But you have to desire it. You have to desire it. Desire the anointing. Number three says what? Spend time with the Word. You know what? In addition to that, I should have wrote down, pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Family, pray in the Spirit more than you try to figure it out. Pray in the Spirit more than you call Pookie now. Pray in the Spirit more than you wring your hands. Pray in the Spirit more than you try to remember what you did last time. Family, I'm telling you. and you pray in the Spirit, you take care of the issue at hand and issues to come. That's how good God is. Pray in the Spirit. Number three was what? Spend time in the Word. You need. Here's the thing, family. You have to hear something higher than what you're going through. You have to hear something that supersedes the present issue, circumstance, situation. We are citizens of the kingdom of God. Jesus says when you and I seek his kingdom and his righteousness, that all the other stuff is going to be added to us anyway. We have to see what God is saying. We're in this world, but we're not of it. You know, God is never surprised. God is never stumped by any situation that comes up. And sometimes we panic. There's something that hits us, and we panic. We need to get close enough. How many of you have gotten a flat tire and you call somebody? Raise your hand. If you've ever gotten a flat tire, you call somebody. Now, the person you call, were they close to you? Well, you might be thinking, well, I called AAA. They're not close to you. But my point is, when we're in trouble, when we're stuck, when we're in need, we call someone we know. True or not true? Number four, walk in love. Now, I had a total shift in my understanding of walking in love when I was preparing this. You know, normally when I hear walk in love, I think, okay, Freddie, put up with people's stuff. I'm just being honest. That was my original mindset. Well, I just have to put up with stuff, and that's walking in love. What God showed me was I have to renew my mind about me. I have to walk in love according to me. Please get this. I hope the Holy Spirit helped me communicate this. I'm not a victim of what people think of me. I'm only stuck with what I think. Do you realize that? It is never, but they said that, they did that, oh, I can't measure up, oh, my dad, my mom, my cousin, my boss. We are only stuck with what we think about us. Whatever I conclude to be true is what I renew my mind with. What you think about, what they say about you, is what you're in danger of becoming. We have to renew our minds according to ourselves. Whatever I conclude to be true is what I renew my mind with. No matter what. You could be reading scriptures, you could be quoting scriptures. If you believe something is true about you, that's the only thing you're capable of renewing your mind with. What I think about the circumstance has a greater impact on me than the circumstance itself. If you think not getting the job makes you a failure, that's the issue, not you not getting the job. Number five is what? Choose relationship over religion. I hope you guys wrote that down, that walking in love piece, because there is a nugget of truth in there that will absolutely set you free. No one can hinder you without you participating. I hope I got that across. Choose relationships over religion. Don't go through the motions. Seek God's way first. Give him the real, give him a real opportunity to add to your life. Matthew 6:33 is proof text to that. Hebrews chapter 10, 23 says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Number six, it says what? Hold on to hope. Hold on to hope. Family, hope is like yeast. It's the ingredient that causes you to rise. The absence of hope will kill you. You have to hold on to hope. You know, being people of faith, faith without hope is extremely unhealthy. It's dangerous. Hope is like the safety net when you and I have shortcomings, disappointments. When we have enough hope to say, well, something good is going to come out of this, that keeps us alive. That keeps us functioning and flowing. That keeps us getting up and going forward. How many of you have had a situation that floored you? Raise your hand if you were just floored by a circumstance or a situation. Family, without hope, it would have took you out. Faith without hope is unhealthy. Hope is knowing my future. Please get this. Hope is knowing my future is as bright as the promises in the Word of God. What you see in the Word is your future. Your future is just as bright as what you see in the scriptures. Hopelessness about the problem is bigger than the problem. Don't ever trust any conclusion that doesn't include hope. Now, when you're by yourself and you're running the numbers and you're rehearsing what took place, if the conclusion is, it's hopeless, that's not from God. In fact, you make a decision right now to never trust any conclusion that doesn't include hope. Family, that's from God. That's a default that we can receive that will keep us from being hopeless. You know, I had an older brother who was my hero who took his own life because he ran out of hope. He measured the situation. He looked at what he had. He looked at what he didn't have. And he took his own life. He made sure we stayed away from the house. He came up with excuse after excuse. It was around Thanksgiving. It was after Thanksgiving. I was trying to reach out to him. You know, hey, I'm just going to come by. No. I'm busy. I'm caught. No, it's not a good time. He did that for 3 months. And all the while, he was drowning in hopelessness. And they found his body after New Year's because he didn't have that default set. Because the conclusion he came up with, it wasn't filled with hope. As a believer, as a child of God, make sure you set your default to no matter what the outcome, if it doesn't include hope, I can't trust it. Let that minister to you. Let that be added to who you are going forward. You know, it's not a coincidence that you're here today hearing this word. There's real struggles represented in this room right now. There's real bouts with hopelessness, depression. That word can free you forever. Receive it. Receive it. Number seven says what? Don't try to be God's adult. You know, Kingdom living includes childlikeness. Kingdom living includes joy. You know, there's a study done that children laugh approximately 400 times and adults laugh approximately 17 times. You realize joy, laughter is like medicine. So turn your frown upside down. Look at your, so look at your neighbor and smile real big. In fact, laugh at them right now. Just laugh at your neighbor. So let them know you're laughing. I'm laughing with you. Isn't it interesting that the analogy that Jesus used of the kingdom of God being like a child? Isn't it interesting that childlike faith is a part of kingdom living? How many of us are trying to be God's adult instead of being a child of God? Be a child of God. Stay a child of God. Settle that forever. Just who you are. Franz, the Lord's going to use you to minister to someone, I don't know where, internationally. The Lord's going to use you to begin to minister to and witness to someone internationally. As those doors begin to open up, don't hesitate. Move quickly and trust that it is God. So when He begins to open those doors, don't hesitate. That's gonna happen to you. Absolutely. I would love to hear about it when it does. Tiana, the Lord is calling you to minister supernaturally. He's calling you to not give way to or settle with the natural, with mediocre. He wants you to begin to allow lyrics to be created on the inside of you. So make sure you're sleeping with a pen and a paper by your bed and begin to write, because there's a melody from heaven that's coming to the earth, and you're going to be the vessel that delivers that. Candace, God has not only called you to minister to young minds, but He's called you to minister to young spirits. So begin to give yourself to the Lord in prayer and fasting and yielding. Spend quality time with Him, because He's going to use you to shape spiritual children as well. God desires to use you. You've been thinking that you're not usable in the things of God, in the kingdom of God. That's an absolute lie. God hears you, and He's going to use you accordingly. So make sure you step out. Cario, the Lord is pleased with you, and He's encouraging you to step in and step out and do what He's called to do. You have no limitations on your life. The moment you lend your ability to your past, you hinder what God is trying to do right here and now. So what God is starting you will absolutely last. You will see the promises of God come to fruition. Hold on to that and begin to step out. Don't hesitate. That's the biggest thing. That as you begin to step out into, you're gonna see you're gonna see wealth. You're gonna see provisions. You're gonna see things that you wouldn't imagine. A lack will not be able to connect itself to you because of the blessings of the Lord on your life, and it's attached to your obedience. Ruth, God has called you to minister to ladies. He's called you. You have so much that God has poured into you. He didn't just pour it into you for you to have it. He poured it into you for you to begin to pour it out. And you need to know and understand that the time is now. You don't have to wait. Minister to people right now. Everywhere you go, begin to minister to people. Begin to look up. When I heard the Lord say, tell her to look up when she's doing her day-to-day things. And He'll begin to bring people across your path who He's called you to minister to. It is so critical that we do this, family. Candace, there's so much on the inside of you. There's so much God wants to do through you. There's ministry inside you. God has called you to I don't know what the ministry, but there's ministry inside of you. And as you begin, you'll start something that will never stop. So whatever, I'm not sure what that means, but when you start, it's going to be forever. So trust God, and step out just like that. Donnie, you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait. There is nothing that you need to get in order. You don't have to wait. God is waiting on you. Everything you need is in place. And Maribel, He's called you not just alongside of Him, but to run with Him. You're not supposed to just support Him. You're supposed to run with Him. And the more you step out and trust your husband's leading, the more God's, you have lost nothing. Everything. You two come up here real quick. Everything. Yes, Lord. Everything that you've seen and heard in the Spirit is coming to pass. You didn't lose anything. So you need to know that and begin to step out. You've missed nothing. I heard the Lord say, tell her that she has not missed out. And you can trust Him. There's been disappointments, there's been things that have taken place in your life. The Lord is saying, keep your eyes on me and trust me. Terrell, come lay hands on Maribel. In fact, you guys stretch your hands towards them. God is calling you into ministry. There is an anointing to minister being released on your life right now. There is so much that God has put inside you, and He desires to release you into ministry. Raise your hands and say, Lord, I receive. 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 Yes, 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 yes. It's all He needs from us. It's all He needs from us is us saying, yes. Yes, I receive. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I add my faith to their faith right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for restoration. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for restoration. I thank you for peace. I thank you, Lord, for unleashing your plan and your purpose. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Say yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. 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 God has heard your yes. Let Him bring it to pass. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Let's stand to our feet. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Begin to just worship. Begin to minister. Minister to the Lord for a little bit, and then we'll dismiss. Just begin to minister to Him. Tell Him how much you love Him. Just raise your hands. Do it. Even if it's uncomfortable, raise your hands. Raise your hands. And just begin to tell the Lord how much you love Him. Let's go 60 seconds. Just you and the Lord. Just begin to minister to Him. Tell Him how much you love Him. Tell him what He means to you. Tell Him how grateful you are that you're still here. Thank you, Lord. Let Him minister to you. You know, someone has made this statement, why me, Lord? Why am I still here? And the Lord is saying to you, because I have work for you to do. I've chosen you to step out and be a mouthpiece for me. That's why you. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ryan, you come up here. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Raise your hands. Say, Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. Yes, yes, yes. Lord, I receive. All you have for me. All you have for me. No matter what. Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just take that anointing. Lord, I receive. All you have for me. All you have. Yes, all you have for me. Lord, I receive. Just receive that. Just receive that. Lord, all you have for me, I receive. 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 You know, God is waiting on us, family. He's waiting on us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we say yes. We say yes to your will, to your way. We say yes to your plan, to your purpose, to your calling. We say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody's dealing with migraines online. God is delivering you from migraines right now. So reach your hands towards the screen and say, Lord, I receive. You'll never have another migraine in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. I heard the Lord say that was somebody in here too. So if that was you, if you suffer from migraines, raise your hand and say, Lord, I receive. And the Lord said, you'll never have another migraine. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. He's enough. He's more than enough. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Father, we trust you. We love you, Lord. And we choose to give you our lives, our minds, our motives, our families, our jobs, our business. We choose to give you our lives. Father, I pray for every household represented in here today. I pray for every business, every relationship represented in here today. And I declare, according to your word, that they are blessed. Supernatural increase is overtaking them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the testimonies pouring in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.